Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, we are following up on last week's BizBuzz with SurfPro and Heather. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
So you guys, like I said, I see your trucks everywhere, but I also see you are very involved in the community. You guys, I think you won the spooktacular decorating contest a few years ago.
Very first year we did it. I have not been able to top that first year.
Well, that's so awesome, because not only do you help people in need, but you
actually I think we tied.
Did you tie? Okay.
I think we tied.
We knew that you were really better,
I can't
right?
remember the name of the business, but they've always got some really great animatronics.
Oh, Axel Nobel. Yes.
Yes.
Them. Yes. You guys both go all out. So what are some ways you get involved in the community?
So Third Fridays is probably where people see us the most. I try desperately not to miss a month down there.
Sure.
I do, however, see people that, walk 20 feet in front of the building and kind of give us the side eye and like keep on going. Like, I'm not giving you my phone number. I'm not giving you my email address, that sort of thing. That's not what we're down there for.
Sure.
We're not trying to sell services. Most of the time, we're not even promoting services unless somebody asks.
Well, didn't you give away some cookies? Don't you give away some cookies sometimes?
We do, yeah. So every month, our goal, or my goal in setting up the booth, is to have some sort of game for the kids to play or a giveaway of some type. The only time that what we do in the booth isn't free is during Taste of Kosciuszko.
Well, sure.
Because,
Right, that's what it's there for.
SurfPro sponsors Harlequin Cakes.
Yes.
And so, they get to create the desserts that market SurfPro, but also themselves. And that's the one that's not free, but everybody expects
for
Taste of Kosciuszko. The rest of the time, it's a fun thing. It's a game for the kids.
Yes, you're always doing something. So yeah. I'm always excited to see what you have planned. So does that come from you? Do you think all this up yourself?
I do.
That's awesome.
So, try to take the theme and figure out a game to play that fits the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, I love that you're not here just to make money, but you're here to really make a difference.
Yeah. We want the community to know that, we're not SurfPro is a national corporation, mm-hmm. but our franchise is local. We support other local businesses and we're here to help the members of the community when their world gets turned upside down.
Sure, because you see people at their most panic. They don't know what to do. They're stressed. They're, oh my gosh, especially like after a fire, maybe they've lost everything.
Yeah. So. During the Third Fridays, the radio guy in the silver bus, I can't think of his.
Flying Brian.
Yes, Flying Brian. He likes to come and grab me for interviews, and I always tell him that if you have to call us, you're having a real bad day.
That's right. Well, exactly. You're one of those people that people don't ever want to have to call you, just like my insurance. I never want to use my insurance.
Yeah,
but it's you're there when you need us. Yeah, and we saw you even downtown on a very snowy, very icy night here just last week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we love to do the parades. We do the fair parade. Which is a lot of fun, but it's hot and sweaty, and I prefer the twinkle parade because it's fun and pretty.
You had all the twinkle lights all decked out and everything.
We try to hit the parades every year. Whatever community event we can fit into the schedule. Probably our biggest what we focus on as far as supporting the local community is our first responders. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't get to do much for the police or the EMS because our paths don't cross all that much.
Right.
We've provided raffle items and support and stuff during the FOP golf outing in the past and that type of thing, but mostly it's for the firefighters. because, you know, we do fire.
Sure.
So there are our closest crossover, but mm-hmm. I go to the county fire meetings almost every month, just to keep informed about what their needs are, mm-hmm. what their issues are, and, you know, see if there's a way we can help with any of that. We sponsored their awards dinner this year, which is always a lot of fun because we see more of them at the dinner than we do month to month. Mm-hmm. We had most of our staff members volunteer at least a couple of hours during Hero Camp, or Camp Hero. I always get it confused.
Sure.
Hero Camp or Camp
Hero.
Right. But Wednesday being fire day, we went out and we, you know, helped make a wet, sloppy mess of the, of the midway at the very end.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was so much fun. Some of us spent the day. The plan for next year is to get one or two of us to be able to spend the whole 3-day camp out there volunteering with them. Most recently, we did the Twinkle Parade on Friday night, and uh-huh. then we kept the truck decorated for Saturday
nice.
Morning. And we had a couple of the girls. Unfortunately, I couldn't actually do this event because I had a family thing, but we had a couple of the girls take coffee and donuts to the Toys for Tots drive. So the firemen had, wasn't a healthy breakfast, but they had breakfast.
Right. There you go. Who's going to turn down a donut?
Right. Yep. So, in years past, we have tried to put on an event here at mm-hmm. our property for National First Responders Day.
Yes.
We did it a couple of years in a row. Attendance was terrible. but it always it happens at the same time as Halloween. October. It's
okay.
late in October.
Right.
We fight against all the trunk or treats.
Yes,
and we
yes.
lose. So.
But the point is you're tried. That's
well,
awesome.
Well, our plan for this coming year is instead of holding it in October on National First Responders Day, mm-hmm. we want to hold an event in the late spring, early summer.
Oh, perfect.
Here at the property.
Okay.
It'll still be a National First Responders event.
Sure.
It just won't be on.
Right, you won't have competition for everybody's time and attention.
Yeah. So we do like a touch a truck. The different stations bring different engines
oh,
and
so
pieces
much
of equipment.
Yeah.
In years past, we've had county sheriffs and local police bring their cars. We've had Kosciuszko EMS has been here. We've had food trucks and vendors that have items that are first responder specific.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, the food trucks, we throw up a couple bounce houses and things in the front yard, and it's all a free community event. It's by donation only. And so we're going to give it a try again this year, except we're going to do it in the spring.
Well, Heather, I appreciate all you do for the community, because those are things that you don't have to do. You know, you wouldn't have to do any of the stuff you do in the community, but you choose to. So thank you so much.
It's so much fun for me.
Yeah.
It makes the stressful days not so stressful.
Oh, you can tell. If I were to meet you outside of here, I would think, well, this person's the most bubbly, most positive person. There is no way that she works with disaster, really.
Well, you either laugh or you cry.
So how do people get in touch with you in the case they need you?
So 24/7, 365, you can call our local office number. It's 574-306-4134.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not during business hours, it's going to roll to a service.
Okay.
They will get us the message. We respond. We're actually required to respond in 15 minutes or less.
Nice. Okay. That's good to know.
So even if you have to leave that message, fear not, we will be right with you. Local community stuff, general questions, non-emergency type things, you can email me. The email address is heather@servpro10043.com. If you've got an event you need a restoration company to help support, let me know. Or, you know, duct cleaning quotes, that sort of thing, you can call or email either way. So, yeah.
Sure. Well, that's good. That's a good reminder, too. You don't just do a disaster cleanup. You can clean somebody's ducts, which is very important because most people ignore that until it's too late.
Yeah, yeah. And you people are surprised at the yuck that comes out of their ducts.
I bet.
But yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And yes, if you have any needs, please give Heather a call. And if you see her in a community event, please thank her for being out there.
Well, thank you for having me. And I look forward to seeing all of the community every time I'm out.
Yep. And thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And this episode of Biz Buzz, we're with Emmanuel from Sozo Safety Solutions. Welcome, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Sozo Safety Solutions and kind of how you got started. And tell us your story, how you got to this point.
Man, it's been a journey. I've been in safety for 20 years, basically. But we are offering 10-hour classes, 30-hour classes in Sozo Safety Solutions. Also, we offer CPR and with general industry, but also in construction as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So you have a class coming up, don't you?
Yes, I have a class coming up January 26th and 27th, which is a 10-hour general industry class for the community.
Okay.
It's really good for supervisors and safety managers and new hires, individuals who work in warehouses, mm-hmm. anybody who work around hazardous material. You know, so, and if you leading a team or running a business, we know that safety just isn't an option. It's essential.
Right, right. Yes. Now, how did you get started in this? And are you like certified to do this training or is there, I don't know, the world of OSHA and the world of safety?
Yes. So I'm an OSHA outreach trainer.
Oh, wow.
Certified, authorized through OSHA for general industry as well as construction.
Okay.
So, and like I said, I've been in the industry for 20 years.
Right.
So it's been a journey, and it's been awesome to see people's lives changed and people going home to their families safe.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't know how you keep up with just everything because I know OSHA and things like that, regulations are changing constantly. And so it's fantastic that you're providing this training. So who should attend this? Who are your target market for this training?
Well, general industry, like I said, which is, you know, supervisors, warehouses, as well as construction.
Okay.
So we try to target both markets because we want to see everybody have safety. And like you said, it's so much in it. That's mm-hmm. why we have a team of guys that work for Sozo Safety Solutions that goes out and they provide safety training for the general industry as well as the construction.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's 2026, and so I'm sure some things have changed from last year. So this would be a great opportunity for people to get the newest, latest, greatest information.
Yes. And like I said, we offer 10-hour classes. If you come to one of our 10-hour classes, which is the 26th and the 27th of January, mm-hmm. it will be 2 days.
Oh, wow.
It's 5 hours a day mm-hmm. for 10 hours. Mm-hmm. And an individual upon completion for the 10-hour class will receive a OSHA card.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yes.
Great.
As well as when we launch our 30-hour classes, mm-hmm. this is more for the safety managers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's an awesome class. I'm excited to be doing it, and it's just amazing. We don't just offer training, but it's interactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the individuals learn hands-on training. This is something that will stick with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Well, with your personality, I can't imagine it'd be anything else but brilliant. So how do people sign up?
So they can sign up on our website, which is Sozo Safety Solution, www.sozosafetysolution.com. That's the website. We are also safetysolution@gmail.com. That's our email address. They can sign up, you know, at one of those websites. They can also give me a call at 574-315-4755 in the Warsaw area.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And if you can't remember this information, call the Chamber of Commerce and we'll get you over to Emmanuel. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.